please, any of you who are not fathers, plug your ears right now. I'm just going to talk to the fathers, and this is not for any of the rest of you. Okay? Men. You know what they say about men? Men never ask for directions. Okay? I can remember traveling around Budapest for an hour one time. So why don't you stop? Well, I don't know the language well enough, and if I manage to communicate what I'm looking for, and they answer, how will I even know what they're saying? That was a bad night. Remember the Dodelaires were in the car? Ugh. That's Jeremy's parents, not Jeremy. Men ask for directions, okay? If you get stuck on something, it's no disgrace. Just ask for directions. It's all right. Sometimes you just have to sacrifice your ego, that's all. Okay, I hope you still have your ears plugged. What does it take to spend 5 or 10 minutes today reading the Bible or a Bible story to your children and praying with them? You don't need a PhD to do that. Okay? Just take a few minutes out of your day. You have no idea what the impact that has on your children just to hear you pray for them. And you don't have to be fancy and eloquent. And then the third thing I would say to you, and again, keep the rest of you, keep your ears plugged. The best thing you can do for your children is to love their mother. Now, this is one of the reasons that divorce complicates people's lives. And I'm not here to beat up on people who are divorced. That's history. There's nothing we can do about it. Stay faithful to whoever you're married to now. But now, you young people can unplug your ears. Get married for life. Don't get divorced. It just makes everything bad. All right, now we're ready for the sermon. In Hungary, they have Mother's Day, they have Women's Day, they have Children's Day, and they're all a big deal. I think it was 16 years that I was in Hungary before I realized that they also had a Father's Day on the calendar, but nobody pays any attention to it. It's not a big deal at all. When you have a television program or a movie, especially a comedy, that deals with family, the dad is always the clown. Have you noticed that? They don't portray dad as being wise and loving. Instead, the children are smarter than the parents. And the father in particular is stupid. Now, this portrayal is really bad and wrong for a number of reasons. Think about it. Would you rather have a doctor who has a good education and a lot of experience, or one that wears the latest fashions? Would you trust a doctor more or less if he's all covered with tattoos? Children start life ignorant. We're all born that way. It takes a long time to learn about life. And it's not easy to do so. We don't just learn from books. We learn from experience. What is it that the great CEO of a powerful, rich corporation was asked? What he attributed his success to? And he said, making good decisions. And he was asked then, how do you know how to make good decisions? And he said, experience. And then how do you get experience? From making bad decisions. That takes a process. And Children haven't had time to make all those mistakes. Many grow up and never learn. They just keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. Child has no experience, and he's even worse off than an adult, but as Solomon put it, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, Proverbs 22:13. A father is a gift from God. Ask someone who has no father, who has a father who left his home. The crime rate and the poverty rate is far higher for children who don't come from two-parent families. The presence of a father is crucial. God gave us fathers for our benefit, and we need to treat our fathers as the blessing that they are. It's part of receiving the benefit. And God gives us several commands in relation to our fathers that we must obey in order to gain that benefit that God intended for us. The first one I want to point to is the one in Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long on the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee. We must treat our fathers. This is the first commandment in the Ten Commandments that deals with our horizontal relationships. The first four commandments deal with our vertical relationships. The family is the basic unit of society. And I should add that strong churches are built on strong families. Remember that this command is so important that it rates a spot in the top 10. One of the rabbis counted, 613 commandments in the law. So there are a lot more commandments than just the 10. But honoring your father is top 10. And I would add here that the other three commandments that I'm going to mention this morning can be viewed as extensions, as expositions of the first one, to respect our fathers. How important is respect for your father? By the way, this goes beyond obedience. When God says something once, particularly if it's in the Ten Commandments, it must be pretty significant. But the command to respect our fathers isn't said just once, it's said seven more times. And if you want to write them down, they're Deuteronomy 5:16, Matthew 15:4, and 19:19, Mark 7:10, Mark 10:19, Luke 18:20, and Ephesians 6:2. How do you show respect to your father? How do you talk to him? How do you talk about him? Just as God promises to bless us if we honor our fathers, he also promises to judge us if we dishonor them. How can we dishonor them? We are cursed if we curse our fathers. Proverbs 30, verse 11. Now, that chapter of Proverbs was written by a very wise fellow named Agur, if you want to turn there. Proverbs 30, verse 11. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. This is part of a list of four kinds of people who are despicable. It's number one on the list. So if you curse father or mother, you will die. Ouch. Proverbs 20:20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Okay, that's not that you're just going to go sit around in the dark all the time. That's a metaphor for death. Also, Proverbs 30, verse 17, and Leviticus 20, verse 9, which we won't look up. We need to understand something about the word curse here and unpack it. There's more here than just saying, I hope God condemns my father to hell. It's not just that. It's speaking lightly. It's speaking disrespectfully. It's calling him the old man. Be respectful of your father. None of us are perfect fathers. Okay, I speak from experience. But dad doesn't have to be perfect for him to be worthy of respect, even when he doesn't live up to your expectations, which is going to be more than once. God says that those who take advantage of their parents are bad people. Proverbs 19:26. He that wasteth his father, that would be take advantage of, get their money, you know, just be interested in getting their money, getting their inheritance, and chaseth away his mother, is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. We need to love our fathers for who they are and not take advantage of them for what we can get out of them. You can also put down here, if you're taking notes, Proverbs 19:26. So, number one command, respect your father. Number two command, listen to your father. And we're going to just quickly look at several places in the book of Proverbs that say this. 23:22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Just because someone is old does not mean they're foolish. You should respect age and experience. Listening is very closely related to obeying. In fact, the word hear often in the Bible is a synonym for obey. Why do you need to listen? You need to listen to find out what you're supposed to do. And to find out what you're supposed to do, then you just do it. And so hearing in the Bible oftentimes is obeying. How many times, dads, have you said to your children, did you hear me? And we know they did. You know, if you say, would you like some ice cream? They'll hear that. So we don't mean, did your eardrums vibrate and a signal go to your brain? Okay? Listen and then do what you're told to do. That's what that's all about. You hear instructions to carry them out. Listening to your parents includes watching and imitating. Look at 23:26. My son, give me thy heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. We learn from what we see even better than we can from what we hear. There's an experiment somebody did with this. Said, when I say three, take your finger and touch your cheek. And everybody raises their hand, puts their index finger up, says, okay, one, two, three. And when you do that and touch your nose, a lot of people will touch the nose instead of the cheek. you said to touch the cheek, but you do what you see. Okay? Fathers, don't be do as I say, not as I do. Your example is extremely important. But children, don't waste your father's example. Listening to your father will make you wise. Proverbs 2:1 and following. 23:19, as long as we're in 23, let's look at that one. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Want to be wise? Listen to your father. And again, plug your ears, everybody else. Dads, make sure you give good advice. Be in the word. Understand it. And then as you apply it in your life, you'll be able to understand how to apply it in your children's lives as well. And give them good advice. Listening to your father is a sign that you are a wise person. 13:1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Wise people listen to their dad. I really like this one because I think this one particularly appeals to the girls. Proverbs 1:8-9. Now, I know it says, my son, you have to understand that Solomon is writing to his son, and he probably has in mind also the young men in the court, the king's court, to train them. So the things that are said to the son, mostly, you know, with adjustments sometimes, but they most all apply to daughters too. So, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. You like nice jewelry, gals? You want to be good looking? You're not good looking from your clothes, from the way you do up your hair, as Peter says. That's not the great adornment. The best looking girls are the ones that have a submissive spirit. That's what makes you attractive. And it starts with learning to be submissive to your father. Listen to your father will give you a good life. Chapter 4. Verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, and so on. Verse 22, they are life unto those that find them and health to their flesh. Just read the whole book of Proverbs and you'll understand that. Listening to your father will save you from danger. 5:1, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding that thou mayest regard discretion and thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb and her mouth is smoother than oil. So that's one of the big dangers to young men, is getting involved with a girl, with the wrong kind of girl. And if you listen to your dad, you can avoid that. And there's other things you'll avoid too if you just listen to your father. So honor your father. Listen to your father. Obey your father. Ephesians 6:1, Colossians 3:20. Obeying gives you long life. You know, it's right there in the Ten Commandments. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long on the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, in context, he's talking to the children of Israel who are about to enter the land of promise. And their days will be long in the promised land. It's a national thing. It's not just an individual thing. But when you see that applied in the New Testament, it's applied to physical life, the physical life of an individual person. People who respect and obey and love their father tend to live longer. Now, it's a proverb, and proverbs aren't necessarily 100%. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Did Jesus' ways please the Lord? Were all his enemies at peace with him? No. Okay. But most of the time, it's true. See, proverbs are compact sayings. They're like bumper sticker theology. And by shrinking them down the way they are, it makes them memorable and useful. But it also takes away nuance. Okay? So, getting back to where I was. Most of the time, you think of somebody like David Brainerd, just reading about him the other day. Robert Murray McShane. There were several guys that got consumption, tuberculosis in other words, and by the time they're 30, they're dead. It isn't because they displease the Lord. It's just because, well, this is it's a proverb. It's true most of the time. All right? It's good odds, folks. Would you rather be part of the 98% that live long or part of the ones that don't? Obeying will give you guidance, make you wise, and save you from danger. Proverbs 6:20. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart, tie them about thy neck. And when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. There are two major mistakes that fathers make today. Neglecting their children and being afraid to say no to their children and make it stick. Okay? How much does it cost to rent a bounce castle? I guess I should pick on things like that because bounce castles are a good thing. But you should see the money people spend on children's birthdays. And they call this parental guilt. Parents haven't been spending enough time and paying enough attention to their children, so they'll make up for it by an extravagant birthday. I remember a mother saying to me, we had to take our kid to the child psychologist and try to find out what was eating him, what was wrong. And he said that his parents didn't love him. She said, but I said, son, how can you say that? Look at all the things we buy you. He didn't want the gifts. He wanted his parents. But they both worked and they didn't have time for him. And maybe this is related. You want to be friends with your kids. But so you're afraid if you say no, they won't be your friend. Well, folks, that's not your job. It's not your job to be your children's friend. It's your job to be their guide and protect them from danger. And sometimes that means saying no and say no and make it stick. They know that if they whine enough, they'll get you to change their mind. Or this one's really great, too. Kids are smart. They really are. They play off the parents one against the other. And what we found out is the only way we could survive is by ganging up on them. okay? You don't say, go ask your mother. And if your mother said no, the answer is no, all right? You may have to, in private, discuss things like that, but you don't do it in front of the kids. Whatever dad says, that's the way it is. Whatever mom says, that's the way it is. And if the answer is no, it's no. There's a lot of social pressure to let your children do what everyone else is doing. Or if you discipline your children, you're admitting there's something wrong with them and then you're embarrassed. Okay? Better to be embarrassed now than embarrassed later. Or as my wife likes to say, if you don't raise your children, you'll end up raising your grandchildren. So, you assume your child will think you don't love him if you say no. But nothing can be further from the truth. Because if the appropriate answer is no, the most loving thing you can do is say no. Obey. And then make your father rejoice over you. How do you make your parents proud? You make your father rejoice by being wise and righteous. Oh, there's so many places in Proverbs that say that. We like chapter 23. We've been there several times. Let's go to 23. My son, if thine heart be wise, and my heart shall rejoice, even mine, yea, my rein shall rejoice, when thy lips speak right things. 24, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. And on and on. 10:1, wise son makes a glad father. 15:20, think right, do right. You don't have to become rich. You don't have to become famous. Just have to act wisely. A foolish child, however, brings grief and shame. 17:21. He that begetteth a fool doth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him. And furthermore, it brings ruin to the father. 19:13. A foolish son is the calamity of his father. Be a credit to your parents, particularly to your father. And fathers, again, everybody else plug your ears. I'm going to make a confession. This is where I come up short. Let your children know you're proud of them when they do something right. Not proud of them for talent. Proud of them for character. You get what you praise. Okay, unplug your ears, the rest of us. Let's make our Father proud. Let's make our Heavenly Father proud. Now, there's an analogy between earthly fathers and heavenly fathers. If you read Hebrews 12 very carefully, you find out that God even uses imperfect fathers. Even our imperfect fathers can be a great blessing to us. how much more our Heavenly Father. Men, happy Father's Day. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for the gift of a great father that you gave to me, who was willing to say no and make it stick. I pray that you would help each of us to be a credit to our fathers, to honor, obey, respect, love, learn from. God, make this church a church that not only nurtures Christian individuals, but nurtures families that are led by godly men. For those who are in homes where the dad is absent for whatever reason, I pray that you would bring in uncles, grandfathers, other men in the church to come alongside and make up for what's missing. God, give us a strong church because of strong families, because of strong fathers, and help us to honor those fathers. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.